for over a month now, our davening has been undergoing changes, starting with Rosh Chodesh Elul. Back in August, we started blowing the shofar every day, and we added a parak of Tehillim in the morning and in the afternoon. Daven the Sachashin Azul with Shachris and Mairiv. If you daven the Sachsvard with Shachris and Mincha, we started saying with David Ori. And that build up lasted until 2 weeks ago, right before Rosh Hashanah, when we introduced the next element. And that was we started saying Slichos every day. This year we had the minimum amount, 4 days. And then came Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we don't have to tell you how much of a change there is in the davening. Rosh Hashanah was followed now by the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And during these days, we emphasize, we make certain changes in the davening. We add phrases of request for life, but we also add the words HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh, and HaMelech HaMishpat instead of Melech HaEtzdakah HaMishpat. We say Avinu Malkeinu every day. And this leads us up to what's coming in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow night, which is Yom Kippur. What's going on here? What are we supposed to be doing? And what is it we are to learn from these changes that are taking place? I have to understand that when we talk about tshuva, and you know that these are the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Tshuva has different meanings. It can mean repentance. It can mean an answer. A Shela u'Tshuva, a question and an answer. And the Aseres Yimei Tshuva represent both. First of all, it is a time for reviewing our actions. The Torah gave us, Rabbanu Shalom gave us 613 mitzvahs. Of course, not all 613 apply to every one of us. There's no one person who has to do 613 mitzvahs. Some apply only to men. Some apply only to women. Some apply only to Kohanim. Some apply only to Bezdin. But we all have the mitzvahs that we're required to do. And, as is unfortunately human nature, we don't always do what we should, and even worse, we don't always refrain from doing what we shouldn't. We have the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah lo saseh, and we tend not always to live up to all that is required of us. In fact, as the pasuk says, "Ein tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta," the world has yet to see a tzadik who did only good and didn't commit sins. We are human. We are fallible. And as natural, fallible people, we tend to do things that we shouldn't. And so we are given a chance, which unfortunately in real life, in our physical lives, I should say, doesn't exist. Life is a one-way street normally. You can't go back and change something. And I'm sure we've all had experiences, even at your young age, where you wish you could go back and change. You had a good friend, you had a great relationship with him, and then you said something in a moment of anger and insulted him, and the friendship was lost. Wouldn't you love to go back and be able to take the words back? I wish that it hadn't happened. Or you did something stupid, and it cost you a privilege, or it cost you esteem in the eyes of your peers, and the ones you want to, whose favor you want to have, you want to find favor in their eyes. Wouldn't it be great if you could go back and replay? Erase it, rewind it, clear the screen, and start over again. That doesn't happen with the actions that we did. But there's one respect in which we can go back, and that is where tshuva comes in. In terms of the averos that we did, we can do tshuva, which means we can go back and undo the wrong that we did. And we build up to it gradually. We start out hearing the sound of the shofar, which is our spiritual alarm clock. It reminds us that the time for change is approaching. And so we build it up gradually through the month of Elul and the month, week of Slichas and the Aser Yemei Tshuva until Yom Kippur, when we hope for Slicha u'Mechila, forgiveness for our sins. But there's more than just not doing Averos or failing to do mitzvahs. There's a lot more to it than that. The Torah calls upon us to live our lives a certain way. Torah calls for us to understand and appreciate and realize first that we were put here by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem put us on earth. And He put us here in order to be able to serve Him. That is our function, that is our purpose. That's why we're here. As we say in the David Ori, Shifti Beveis Hashem, that I should be able to sit in Hashem's house and be able to do Hashem's will. That is what we are called upon to do. It's interesting, if you look at the Rosh Hashanah davening, there isn't a word of Chotosi Avisi Poshati. We don't say a word about sins that we committed. Not a single word. Even the Avinu Malkeinu, which starts out, Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha, the din says you shouldn't clap yourself like you do the whole rest of the time. And we try to misinterpret the words as though Avinu, our ancestors, sinned before you rather than saying Vidui ourselves. We don't request our litany of what we hope for in the new year. There's only one part of Rosh Hashanah davening. If you look at the Shemoneh Esrei, there's only one thing that if you leave out, you have to daven again. And what is that? Not saying HaMelech HaKadosh. Because that is the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah. To understand and to appreciate that Hashem is our King. And that we exist to serve Him and do what He wants of us. Now this is not an easy thing. It's even more difficult at your age, before you've experienced life. But that is exactly what life is all about. That is the purpose of life itself. And without it, life has little meaning. And this is what we start out with Rosh Hashanah. Understanding and appreciating HaMelech HaKadosh, what it means. That Hashem is our King. And we have requests, yes. And we're entitled to have our physical pleasures and our physical wants. But we have to have our priorities straight, and the priorities are what got done on Rosh Hashanah and the Aser Yemei Tshuva. And then getting the priorities straight, then we can come to Yom Kippur and ask for the various requests that we have. Hopefully knowing that we will put it to the use for which we exist. Not an easy job at all. It means changing one's whole outlook on life. Understanding that there's more to life then what did the Yankees do last night? What am I going to have for lunch today? What movie am I going to go see? And I'm not talking against any of these things, although some of them I should probably. But the question is, this is where you have to be very careful, that anything physical should not become an end to itself. It should not be the purpose. It should be a means, a way of getting to what we need. We have to eat, and we're allowed to enjoy what we eat. But we don't live to eat. We eat to live. And to live to do what? To serve Hashem, to do mitzvahs, to study Torah. That is what it's all about. I pointed out in Shabbos Shuvah that it's very interesting to note that when you talk about the various ethnic groups in the United States, you talk about Italian Americans, Spanish Americans, Hispanic Americans, French Americans, You don't talk about Jewish Americans. What do we say? An American Jew. And when we talk about the Jews of the world, there's an American Jew, an Israeli Jew, a French Jew, a Spanish Jew. Why? Because for the nations of the world who are here in the United States, their essence is America. The noun is American. That defines that they're Americans. And the ethnic background, the nationality, just describes what kind of an American they are. For the Jew, it's not so. The Jew's definition is that he's a Jew. He's part of Hashem's nation. And where he comes from is just a description of what kind of Jew he is, a Jew from where he comes. But the main thing we have to know is our main function and focus in life is to be a Jew. And to be a Jew means, and there's only one definition of it, although it's misused, and that is to be a Torah Jew. To do what the Torah requires of us, what Hashem requires of us, as he told it to us in the Torah. And as you get older and start going into professions, the same thing should be true. Let's say you decide you're going to be a banker. You're not a banker who's Jewish. You're a Jew who does banking for a profession. But you remain, the main function has to be, I am a Jew. I am a person who is bound by Hashem and his Torah. That is what my function should be in life. And that is what these days are for, to try to reach that point. I don't expect you to get it in a month. I don't expect you to get it maybe even in the course of your whole high school education to reach the point where it should. But that should be your goal. That's what you're driving towards. You're building up to it. And you have been building up to it from the time that your parents first started giving you a Jewish education. How to live life as it was meant to be lived. How to live life as a Jew. Now, there's a story that's told about, you know, in Europe, in Russia especially, the army was a terrible place to be. They used to take them at a young age and keep them for years, sometimes as young as 9 and for 25 years. And the story is told that a chassid came to his Rebbe and said that his son is about to be possibly drafted. And he has the possibility of getting a doctor to sign that he is unfit for it. And he wants the Rebbe's blessing, the Rebbe's bracha, that he should be successful. He came on a Friday afternoon, the Rebbe said, I'm busy now, come to me tomorrow morning. He came to him Shabbos after davening, and the Rebbe said, not now, come to me at Shalosh Shabbos. He came again, made the same request, and Shalosh Shabbos, he told him, come after Abdullah. And again after Abdullah, the Rebbe heard him and said, come tomorrow morning. And the next morning when he came and said his request again, the Rebbe said, I don't know why you're asking. Your son will make a fine soldier, may he be successful. And that was it. The chassidim, after the man left, turned to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, how come? Aren't you concerned about what's going to happen? He said, I had reason to suspect that he wasn't for real, that he was sent by the government to check our loyalty. So I put him to a test. And I kept on putting him off. 5 times I asked him to repeat it. And each time he repeated it with the exact same intonation, you would have thought, after 4 times not getting an answer, there would be a sense of urgency in the 3rd time, and a sense of desperation in the 4th time. Not with him, it stayed the same all along. I was convinced, therefore, that he didn't mean it, that he was just there to test us and see what we would do. We go to daven, we daven 5 times on Yom Kippur. We start tomorrow night with Kol Nidre, Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. If we don't show a progression in our davening, if we don't show our desperation that we have a good year physically, of course, especially a good year spiritually, if our davening is just turning pages, then we don't mean it. We haven't begun to reach it. We have to feel the urgency. We have to feel the emergency of what's happening. That we are praying for our lives. Not just our physical life, but our eternal life. Because for us, this world is just a preparation. Eternity is yet to come, and eternity is a long time. A very long time. We have to show our understanding and our appreciation and become increasingly involved as we go. Let the Yom Kippur have an influence on us from its beginning until its end so that we grow. And there's one last thing too. If a person does grow during this time, then he is no longer the same person when Slichus begins as he was when Rosh Chodesh Elul came. And when Rosh Hashanah comes, he's advanced beyond where he was when Slichus began. And certainly when Yom Kippur begins, he's ahead of, or should be ahead of where he was when the Aseres Me'Tshuva began. And when it comes to Ne'ilah, he should be almost at the peak. And that peak comes when he declares the Shema Yisrael that ends Ne'ilah. But the then job is to see to it that next year in Yirtzeh Hashem, when Rosh Chodesh Elul comes around, we are on a higher degree than we were when we started out this year. That's our mission, that's our job. May we all be successful in it. May you continue to grow in all ways, but especially in Torah and in mitzvos, and be zocher to chayel ha'baba for the long for the ksima v'chsima tova, lono v'chol Yisrael.